This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. It is by now a familiar pattern, word that the new coronavirus shows no sign of letup as it works its deadly way around the world through 177 countries and regions. There are about 608,000 confirmed cases at this hour, some 66,000 more than at the same time yesterday. At 28,000 plus, deaths have risen by almost 3,000 over the past 24 hours. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the largest number of known infections at about 105,000 and is considered the epicenter of the pandemic. 6,000 virus patients are hospitalized in the U.S., double the number of just 3 days ago. New York City is especially affected, but there are new hotspots emerging, among them Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. As bad as things are in this country, many others exceed its 1,400 cases, among them Italy, Spain, Iran, and France. Italy and Spain continue reporting increasingly grim statistics. Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to COVID-19. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy reported almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing that figure to about 86,500. Italian President Sergio Mattarella called it, quote, a sad day in our history. In Spain, infections have gone up by 11,000, hiking the number of coronavirus cases there to well over 65,000. Deaths now top 5,000. In France, COVID-19 has so far claimed about 2,000 lives. The total reported caseload there is 33,000. Health workers in France got a bright display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower. The French word for thank you, merci, also spelled out was stay at home. Germany has announced it will keep its restrictions on public life until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with close to 400 deaths. Among those quarantined, Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was treated by a doctor, later found to be coronavirus positive. This is VOA News. Hard-hit Iran has reported well over 35,000 coronavirus cases with a death toll that is closing in on 2,400. A tragedy on top of that. Nearly 300 people in Iran have died after ingesting bootleg methanol, thinking it was a COVID-19 safeguard. Here in the United States, President Trump has signed a $2.2 trillion pandemic aid package aimed at helping Americans weather a period of economic distress that deepens by the day. Mr. Trump has also invoked the Defense Production Act, ordering that General Motors begin manufacturing ventilators for COVID-19 patients who need them to stay alive. The state of New York alone wants tens of thousands of ventilators for its hospitals, both standing and makeshift. An official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the country remains in the acceleration phase of the pandemic and that all corners of the United States are at risk. It is an argument clearly at odds with President Trump's public wish to soon open up the economy in parts of the country which are largely untouched by COVID-19. He's promising an early decision on backing away from existing White House guidance on such things as stay-at-home orders and social distancing. Meanwhile, Abbott Labs says it's gotten approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to market its rapid test for detecting the coronavirus. 5 minutes for a positive result, 13 minutes for a negative reading. In other developments, the United Nations says 86 staffers have been struck by the coronavirus worldwide. China is sending medical help and supplies to neighboring Pakistan. There have been only 11 virus deaths there, but there are more than 1,400 cases. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is casting doubt on his own government's statistics on COVID-19 deaths, saying he suspects they've been inflated to serve political interests. The far-right leader, who has railed against what he calls the overblown reaction to a disease he calls a little flu, said he did not believe the figures coming out of the state of Sao Paulo, whose governor he has attacked for his response to the outbreak. World markets have a weekend breather after being hit by a fresh wave of pandemic-induced selling yesterday. After a large-scale three-day rally, Wall Street finished the week with a 900-point loss in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a drop of about 4% in value. Because of the pandemic, a conference to review the implementation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has been postponed. It was set to begin at United Nations headquarters in New York late next month. A meeting is held every 5 years. The treaty is considered the underpinning of global efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. 191 nations are involved. Once again, our top story, the new coronavirus continues its deadly way around the world. There are close to 600,000 confirmed cases at this hour, 50,000 more than at the same time yesterday. Via remote, Gene Randall, VOA News.